Welcome, welcome to the Connect with Kelly show, where we connect, collaborate, and create together. Yay, I'm Kelly. And I'm so excited to be here. And I'm so excited you're here. I hope you can hear me well. That's what I want. This is my first show, y'all, my first episode. I feel like I should cue the Kool and the Gang celebrate song. I'm not going to sing it. I'd probably butcher it. But seriously, though, I didn't get here on my own, you guys. Every step of the way, I've had some amazing help and support. So first and foremost, I want to give just a gigantic, ginormous verbal hug of thanks and appreciation to BBS Radio, Don and Doug. What amazing individuals. Like, you guys are the best in the biz. You're just so gracious and accommodating. You made it so easy, so seamless. You guys are so awesome. So anyone who's thinking about starting a radio show, first of all, do it with BBS Radio. You'll be so glad you did. So thank you, you guys. I also want to thank Q, thank you for being here with us, for all your love, all your support and encouragement, and for being the way shower. If it wasn't for you leading by example, you know, with all your shows, I wouldn't have a show. I wouldn't be talking right now. So thank you for collaborating with me and for all you do for us. You are loved immeasurably. And I know I'm singing to the choir to many who are listening. But for those of you who don't know Q, or for those of you who've been wondering, what's up with this Q guy we keep talking about? I provided links to all his shows at the bottom of my BBS program page for you just to get to know him. He's got a homesteading show, a show on timelines. The one he started with is called Being Inspired with Q. And the one that really helped me, I've got a lot of projects in the hopper, but Project Review with Q, you know, and he's been on the air for a while now, for a couple years, and actually for many years. But what's really funny, what I find really funny is some consider him a cult leader. it makes me chuckle. Can you imagine someone who tirelessly and patiently, all he does is just offer loving nudges and encouraging words to everyone to be their authentic self. And just by going within and following your heart, your highest excitement, to do what you prefer, what lights you up. So if that's a cult, sign me up. I'm all in. Oh, wait, I am in. I am all in. I'll drink that Kool-Aid all day long. Thank you very much. So I highly recommend tuning into his shows. And stay tuned, because he says he wants to connect with Kelly. He wants to participate with me on my show. So that'll be a kick in the pants. I can't wait for that. Hopefully in a couple weeks, but we'll see how that goes. And a huge hug to everyone. My family of light, again, for showing up, for all of your love and encouragement, just for being the wind in my sails. My gosh, it's not easy to get this off and running. And I love you all dearly. And all the listeners now and in the future, I wouldn't be here now without you. So thank you so much, all of you. You know, I may be the voice out front, but this show is inspired through me from all of us. It's from all of us. So thank you all for tuning in. This is your show as much as it is mine. So I just want to start with that. I deliberated the show name, Connect with Kelly. I deliberated for a little bit. I went round and around for a bit, feeling that maybe Connect with Kelly would give the wrong impression, like you're just connecting with me. And yeah, you can connect with me, but it's not about me. I'm just a conduit. I want to be a catalyst for connection. I want to be the one that helps connect us all. And it's really about connecting us through me. You know, just connecting our ideas, our passions, our projects, resources, you know, requests to connect with each other, et cetera, et cetera. So Connect with Kelly was initially the first thing that came through me when I got excited about starting a show. So I guess what? I decided to stick with it. So usually going with my first instinct is what I do. So yeah, Connect with Kelly. Yay. Isn't the creation process amazing? I'm fascinated by it. You know, I've enjoyed observing it while I've been creating the show. It's been so fun. And what I've noticed, what I've observed is I feel like everything is perfectly synchronized when you live through your heart center. And there's a perfect timing for everything. So I've been just itching to hear about everyone's project since Q started Project Review with Q. It kind of goes back to, you know, prior to that, I was with another organization. But when Q started Project Review with Q and all the projects started coming in, and then it kind of was radio silence, you know, about him talking about them. Can you imagine how many projects are in the hopper right now at this point? It's got to be just close to a billion. So a few weeks ago, I woke up just knowing I had to start my own show. I kind of like went, I don't, you know, kind of, I don't know about that. And then it was just a matter of moments. It's like, no, seriously, Kel, you got to start your own show. So I'm living proof that if you create from your highest excitement, which that was, it was just pure excitement. If you create from that place, time is irrelevant. So this show has kind of been lying dormant within me for years, but it took literally under a month to make it a reality. And I just want to be clear at this point. I don't want to review projects like Q does. I want to give voice to them to offer, you know, a platform for connection, collaboration, and just the sharing of resources and information and just everything. I want this platform for us to come together and create what we want. And I really had no idea how I was going to do this because I, how do I say this? I removed myself from, you know, what a lot of my listeners I know can relate to this. I removed myself from the matrix a little over, I would say about 4.5 years ago, closing in on 5 years ago. And, you know, I've been living off some investments and savings, but right now I'm, you know, kind of, I don't know, just that's coming to an end. So I pulled the plug on a life many would say was good. You know, I don't have any complaints or, you know, it was beautiful, but I wasn't able to be my authentic self. And it just got to the point where I had to. I just had to kind of leave that timeline, so to speak, that that life and find who I was, who my authentic self is. So I took a giant leap of faith, many actually, but that was pretty darn big. And I haven't looked back. What's really cool is I love my new life, and I've had a blast getting to know myself again. I love hanging out with me. I love being with me. I love me. But my fortitude has been tested so many times. I think that's kind of how we get to being our authentic self, is we kind of go through the fire a little bit. And I can say that's true for me. But I've taken to heart what Q keeps saying, that everything, all the people, all the resources show up right on time when you live from your heart center. And me talking to you right now is a perfect example of that. I know this might seem like a tangent, but one of my favorite artists, singer, songwriter, producer is Annie Grammer. And he has a song out called "Love Is the New Money." It's the greatest little ditty. It's just a thumb tapper, a toe tapper. It just gets me just fired up and going when I listen to it. So I highly recommend you tune into that. But one portion of the lyrics says, "Remind your mind that love is what you're swimming in." And you know what? Love shows up right on time every time. And I'm living proof of that. I've made, many micro and macro choices and decisions that have brought me to this moment. But it's, y'all, it's the love and support that I currently find myself surrounded by. That it's the reason you're hearing my voice right now. And I just have to give a huge shout out to, I want to give a shout out. There's some I don't have permission to mention by name, but one in particular is to my amazing soul brother, Mark. His love, his encouragement, and quite frankly, his financial support helped me launch this show. So thank you, Mark, and the others I don't have permission to say, for getting me, for knowing me, and believing in me and my mission. Because this, I feel like this is a mission. This is huge for me, for us. And he's working on some amazing projects, so I can't wait for him to share them. But he's an example of love is the new money, how we can use the current means of exchange as a loving flow of energetics. That's how I see it. It's just a tool, a loving flow of energetics. He felt strongly enough about who I am and what the show is about that he shared his resources with me. And for that, I'm so grateful. And like Mark, if we share what we have from our heart center, we can bridge the gap from using the what I feel is the worthless dollar. I feel like we're becoming Zimbabwe with, have you seen the price of eggs lately or milk? It's just so silly. But I think we can bridge the gap. I know we can bridge the gap until we create a new way of sharing resources. Can you imagine what this place would be like if we all just share more? Holy camoly. So thank you, Mark, for being such a good example of that. I ask you, my dear listeners, if it's change we seek, let's be the change. How are we going to create this new way, this bridge that gets us to where we don't use money or any means of exchange for that matter? Like the nomads did, like the indigenous population. They shared everything lovingly and energetically. They traded and bartered from their hearts. I'm yearning. I know we've all been there. I'm yearning to get back to that. How do we get back to that way of life using the tools we have now? And I want this show to be a platform for discussion and the sharing of, the love and the resources that we all have. So I kind of throw it out there. What does that new system or platform look like? This show is, it's about sharing projects, but it's not just about sharing projects. It's kind of become a project in itself. So it's just Project Central, I guess you could call it. We'll learn about what's in the hopper. I'm so excited to just learn and lean into everybody's projects and just hear about them all and help them all come to reality. And I want to create a kind of a, I guess you'd call it a cyber platform using the tools we have. So just briefly, I just want to kind of share some of the ideas that I've had about that platform, that system. And we'll see where it goes. So I'm just kind of throwing it up, lobbing it up. Here's my serve. So the platform would be, where it's secure, where we have a secure account sign up and log in. So, it's just completely battened down and secure. Everything's, private. There'd be submittal options where you can submit project summaries like a PDF or a PowerPoint, just, summaries. 'Cause, Q's got all the full on projects in his database. I'm looking for maybe us to just do project summaries where we can access just the summaries and also, submittal options for needs and participation requests. And like a interactive co-op. I know Sunshine's talked about her cooperative, the co-op, but a interactive co-op of needs, wants, haves. So like an intrinsic distribution process for resources, like land patents or I don't know, money. I can't think of everything off the top of my head, but I think you get what I'm saying. So I see that, I don't know, probably not everybody knows what Craigslist is. Maybe you do, but kind of that, just like on steroids. I also see like a project and people Rolodex, where we can kind of search by category. But a Rolodex for people, I feel BBS has the perfect system just teed up to get that list started, that the people list. Or if you're inspired to participate in anything I'm sharing, so I encourage you to su just subscribe to the show. It doesn't have to, just the basic subscription to the show, so BBS can kind of keep everyone's contact information coalesce. So I, quite frankly, honestly, I don't want to have to recreate the wheel and make them just a mind-numbing spreadsheet. Silly enough, that's not my highest joy, if you get what I mean. So I encourage you to just subscribe. I know there's a lot of shows, but I think this is, if we want to come together and be the change and get these projects just off and running, let's kind of use the system we have through BBS. So that's something I've been thinking about. Another thing is, access to group specific people and topics. So like the healers and the homesteaders and the gardeners and the builders and the ITers, I don't know what else to call them, et cetera, et cetera. So just you can come into the system and just access specific topics or people. And then, of course, there'd be a portal to request personal connections. So if you hear someone or a project you want to participate with, we need a system for that. And I don't know, I've been tossing around maybe like a 24/7 switchboard, kind of a general or group specific switchboard, for lack of a better term. Because there are people all around the planet, all time zones, who want to be involved with this. And I want everybody to be able to just have access at all times. Maybe like a live voice, a greeter. So if you're all, if there's anybody out there that wants to throw their hat into that, I'd love some ideas around that. And I feel I'm going to need some help, some admin help. So this is so big. I feel this platform is going to grow like gangbusters. So I'm going to need a lot of help organizing and systematizing, et cetera, et cetera. So anyone interested in that, if that's your highest joy, please reach out to me via BBS. So I feel like this is such a huge project. So how are we going to come together to envision it and create it, create this interactive platform that I'm kind of tossing up here? So I'd love to hear any and all ideas and envisionments around this and anything else we want to play with. So let me know. So I just want to kind of recap the intention for this show. And I envision callers and, kind of the usual things and guests and maybe even some roundtables. But the intention is for connection. So I've got the five C's of this the intention. So the first one is connect, obviously. So it's allowing us to join together, not just intrinsically but energetically, just to offer each other the love, the support, the encouragement that we want and need, and to get to know each other. Let's spark conversations about what lights us up, what projects we're working on, what we want to see show up in our reality, and how inspiration and the creation process works for each of us. I keep talking about how amazing the creation process is. So I just want to learn through everybody. The second C is collaborate. So this is where we're going to share heart-centered projects. And I repeat that, heart-centered projects, where we offer ideas and suggestions, again, engage in conversations, share our own personal creative process. What works for you? What doesn't? Let's learn through each other and, of course, be each other's biggest cheerleaders. The third C is coalesce. I want to bring together, as I've mentioned, relationships and resources. I want to create a co-op platform of, everything that I just shared. And distribution process. Just I want it all just to come together in one place. And this show is the springboard. The fourth C is create. So here we are, gang. This is where we dream forward what we want. As Q keeps saying, just the model that he's created is just brilliant. But dreaming forward and hooking up with the participants and creating solutions together. That's what it's all about. And the fifth C may be probably one of the most important. They're all important, but we got to celebrate, right? Let's highlight the wins. There's people out there. I'd consider this show a win. I mean, there's so many projects out there that are going that I just haven't heard about. I want to hear about the wins and all the synchronicities that went into everything, and also lessons learned. Let's celebrate those too. So those are the five C's, and I've got them on my project page so you can look at those. So what I'll just say what I want, what I'm asking for, what I want is help envisioning and creating, I say a cyber platform. I don't know if it's a website, but a submittal system, just a co-op platform, a group specific portal system. So I want help with that. And I'm just going to say it again. I want connect with Kelly admin. So if you're into that, super, love to hear from you. And I want call center ideas, maybe some greeters. That's kind of the show in a nutshell and what I intend it to be for. And just from the feedback I've been getting, I know this is what everybody's wanting. It's just palpable. Everybody wants what's coming through this show. So I'm grateful for having this opportunity. But okay, so now I'm going to shift gears a little bit, because now that I've shared a lot, I just have this, I feel compelled to talk about something that's super important to me, something I feel very strongly about. And it's a substance that Q has mentioned a couple times. And I just want to be clear right up front, I'm not hawking a product. And it's something I'm currently using. It's called NanoSoma. And the reason why I'm sharing this is because I've had great results with it. And I've shared it with my family and friends who are too. My beautiful mother is actually alive today because of it. She had a couple stays in ICU and nearly died a couple times from the vaccine. And I'm just going to straight up say it. And she's also had some chronic conditions she's had for decades that are gone as well. And she feels so strongly about NanoSoma too that she gave me permission. She wants me to share with everyone that she had a chronic cough for 40 years. And it took 18, and she took 18 months of three different antibiotics that didn't touch it. And she says, and I'm going to quote her, this is her excited voice, NanoSoma got rid of it. And she tells everyone she meets that they should take NanoSoma. Since I've experienced firsthand how incredible it is, I've been just wanting to just get on the mountaintop and sing its virtues for years now. And guess what? Here's my mountaintop. I have my own show and now I finally can. So go me, right? I consider myself a spiritual nutritionist, and as a former personal trainer and certified wellness coach, I know all about the dis-ease people suffer from. I don't want to use the word how people usually say it. I think it's dis-ease. It's been hard for me to watch the decline of others over the years and feel so powerless to help them. So I was so happy to learn about NanoSoma a few years ago. And I know it's in our reality at this time in our ascension process for a reason. So I just want to give you some context, because I think this is going to help you understand why I feel so strongly about it. So it's being called the God particle and the elixir of life. There's an ancient sacred text called the Rig Veda from India, and it references a substance called soma. Soma was a plant-derived juice that was believed to aid in spiritual elevation. So fast forward to today, Q says NanoSoma is the only earth byproduct. I'll say that again, the only earth byproduct on the market that prompts the body's own natural healing process. I'm not going to go into the details about my own health journey, but I can confirm how powerful it is, as my mom can. And as a self-healer, I can personally attest to the Rig Veda's description of soma as both a physical and spiritual elixir. It seriously helps keep both my physical and energy bodies, and I'll repeat that, both my physical and energy bodies aligned, balanced, and energized continually. So what goes on is NanoSoma basically responds to each individual body. It responds to each individual body and reminds it of its unique optimal health blueprint. I could go into a little bit of detail, but I won't here. So, why else would Q have spoken about it? We all know he doesn't endorse products, but there's a reason he's bringing attention to the substance in it. So I'll just leave it at that. I have a product link and a short informational video at the bottom of my program page. I hope you'll check it out. Really, at the end of the day, I want everything for everyone. But first and foremost, I want everyone to feel good and thrive. That's been my jam for so many years. I want everyone to feel good and thrive so that they can enjoy everything. When you don't feel good, that's really hard. So I've never felt better, and I can't recommend it highly enough. So I think I have a caller on line one. So I'll take a call. Who's on line one?
Is that me, Mark
Are you
Cortman?
there? Are you there? Mark,
Yes.
hello. Oh my
Kelly,
gosh, thank you for
can
being
you?
my first guest. Wow, hi.
Hey. Well, I'm feeling great about what your program's about, connecting with Kelly. You're the epitome of a loving, supportive human being. You're like the poster girl for being a loving person. I'm just grateful you're in my life and how you
Oh, thank
always raise me up. And
you.
what's so important to me about your show, for one thing, is that you're supporting human beings to do the projects that have been in their hearts, and I love that you're going with the heart-centered, because we actually, I believe, all have a piece of bringing peace to earth and bringing, really, it's about uplifting each other. And this is a platform in your show to be able to feature these people's projects. And that's, I think, the next wave of how a new world can get built is through people really tuning in to what they're passionate about, what lights them up. And of course, our purpose is going to come through what lights us up. I for one know for I live this every day, and it is such a great way to live, because when I'm inspired and I'm wanting to do what I came here to earth to do, then it's simple. I don't have to try to do it. It's like, woohoo, let's just go and do it. So the fact that you're having a show that's going to highlight all of us and what our projects are, that's going to uplift humanity, is just right on time. And there couldn't be a better person to be the host. And so I really want to encourage people like me to subscribe to the show. That's a very simple way to be lifting Kelly up to do it. And then there's also a button that says donate to your favorite show. And that is another way that you can help Kelly do what she's here to do, is she's living on faith and the fact that she knows that she's supportive, and she is supported. So please, donate to your favorite show and find the connecting with Kelly. And as time goes on, It'll all come back 100 times to you. So that's kind of what I wanted to start with. We're opening. I love how you're doing yourself so far, Kelly, on this show. So that's
Oh,
my beginning.
thank you so much, Mark. I feel your love and your support, and it just means the world to me. And you've been from day one since I decided I wanted to start a show. You've been my biggest cheerleader. So, my heart is just pounding out of my chest with so much love. And you also, you've got some projects, and maybe at another time, I'll have you back on, or you can call back in and talk about those. But you've got your own process of creating from your heart center. I've got mine, and I don't know if you want to just share a little bit about how it works for you. And because there's a lot of people listening that have a lot of they've got projects, but maybe don't know how to get started. What's a step to take? You know what I mean? Like, how can we encourage people to just, you got to take a step. You got to take one step forward.
I think what you're talking about is what how to do that is just look in your heart and see what's in there. And of course, a lot of your listeners are already on it. I'd say probably the majority are already living their dreams to the best of their ability. And this is a way that, when you look in your heart, which I did, just to feel you and what you're doing, I got my pom-poms out. I am a cheerleader for you. And some of these, like my soul is very outrageous. I know that about it. My human is more normal, but my soul is pretty outrageous. So it came to me that we need a plan for peace on this planet. And I've always wondered, well, why isn't somebody coming out with a way, a simple way for us to follow that we can actually create peace together? And is this, oh, well, I'm supposed to be one of these people doing this. And it's as simple as making friends with each other and not warring with each other. And because we're not designed to kill, murder, or be mean to each other. And the reason I know that is because I hadn't, in this lifetime killed or murdered anybody, but I've certainly been mean to other people. And I've certainly had people be mean to me. And it never gets me what I want. And one of the things I've learned in part of this peace project that I'm doing is that you have to learn how to deal with your emotional triggers because we're all going to get triggered. So just because we're also animals, and we have that fight, flight, mechanism that's going to go off. And so you just learn how to cool down and say, hey, I'm triggered about this or that, and I need to take a bit of time. And then in your heart, with my relationships, I want a good relationship with people. So I just look for a way to get along, and I'll find it. And after I've cooled down, if I'm emotionally triggered. But it's just a way to learn how to be with people in a uplifting way. And the last thing one more thing I'll say is that the peace plan is about making three commitments and then following through with them. The first one is, and people do this already, but you're going to make it conscious. And when it becomes conscious, you're following through. So the first one is to love yourself, you know, for me to love myself. And that has had me really work on my self-talk. So now my inner voice, instead of going, you know, telling me, oh, you stupid or whatever, I catch myself and go, no, I'm going to love myself. And that, excuse me, has really worked. And it gets deeper and deeper. And then number two, how are you going to treat your loved ones? So if you have a commitment and you know it, you catch yourself before you say something you wish you hadn't. And then how are you going to treat everybody you meet? My quick example is my computer blew up recently, my new Mac computer. I went to the computer store and they were going, no, it was your fault. And I knew it wasn't, but inside of me, I was like ready to go to war over it. And then I just cooled down and, no, go through the channels. You know, it was my intuition, my heart opened, and it was like, no, just call Apple service. Anyway, within 3 days, I had a brand, you know, fixed computer. So that's the peace project. It's called The Plan for Peace, and that's my project. And people can, there's all kinds of ways. It's got an economic engine. But first, you work on yourself because peace starts with, you know, me, and you make these commitments. So thank you for giving me the opportunity to express the second project after the Connect with Kelly show. And love you, and thanks for having me on.
Thank you. Thank you so much, Mark. Thanks for being a way shower and an example of just living through your heart center. And I know you personally, and I know that I can attest to that. And I thank you for showing up and just being you. You're amazing. And, you know, as that's kind of the goal for the show, is to kind of show people how it's done. Because there's not one right way. Your way isn't my way. And when it comes through the heart center, through your spirit, and it just it's allowing that, just kind of shutting, Q said it all the time, just stop thinking. And, you know, okay, for a long time I went, yeah, right, okay, sure, but I get it now. I do get it now. And once you can kind of turn the mind off, drop into your heart, and just allow the spirit to work through you, the ideas, the inspiration, it just comes. And I was kind of thinking this morning about imagination and inspiration and intuition. And it kind of, it's just something that, like, I see it as imagination is like a spiritual seeing, S-E-E-I-N-G, a spiritual seeing. And inspiration is kind of a spiritual hearing, but I see intuition as a, like a spiritual knowing, where you just know. I just knew I had to start this show. Like there wasn't, and you know, there was no deliberation. It was just a knowing, like, and it wasn't like, yeah, I'm pretty sure I'm going to start a show. I'll kind of start down the road and see what happens. It was a, no, I'm going to start a show. I know I'm going to start a show. I have no idea how I'm going to do it. I don't know anything about radio, but I just started taking the steps and, you know, called Dawn, and it just, it was so easy. I mean, there were a couple times where I was like, I have no idea what I'm doing. And that's okay, because when you're guided by your heart and your spirit, it just, things just, the wrinkles just get ironed out, and the you just go over the little hurdles. And I've had a blast. I have just had so much fun, and I'm having fun right now. And this, I feel like this is so big, but that intuition, that knowing, it's kind of, it's amazing. And so I encourage all everybody, and there's a lot of you that already know this, so I know I'm singing to the choir, but just find that heart-centered place where you know what lights you up, you know what feels good, and just swim in that, bathe yourself in that, go out in nature, get away from all the technology and the just the distractions. I do that every day. I've done that for years now, and that's the way I've found you can tap into that place, that knowing. But you kind of have to get yourself out of the matrix, so to speak. So, I hope that makes sense. Yeah, I don't know if you're still on, Mark, but thank you, thank you, thank you. I love you all, and I know a lot of projects out there, that I'm personally aware of that I cannot wait to have you guys on the show to call in and just start chatting them up and leaning into them, and let's let her rip. Let's go. I know I'm coming kind of to the end here. It just goes by so fast when you're having fun and speaking from your heart. So I want to thank you, BBS, again, and everyone listening and sharing your energetic love and support, your intrinsic support, my sweet caller, Mark. Just thank you, thank you, thank you. Before I started the show, I felt into the field of the love. It's overwhelming. It's just overwhelming, the love I'm feeling. I feel you all. I know that sounds somewhat crazy to some people, but I feel it. And also, I want to give a shout out to what's coming up next after me is my beautiful, beautiful soul sisters, dear friends of mine, who I'm proud to call my friends, to Miss Unstoppable Love with the beautiful, talented Lauren and Zosha. Lauren and Zosha, I love you. And then right after Unstoppable Love is Q's homesteading show. If you want to know how to live free on your land, stop paying taxes, stop paying for just all the crap. You got to tune in. He's got a whole system of how to do it, and people are doing it. There's people all over that have done it. It's global. So I highly recommend you tune into that. And I just want to point out again that I've got the links to all of his shows at the bottom of my BBS Connect with Kelly program page. And they're live links. You can just click on them, and I've got the show times, and I'm here because of him, you guys. So I'm gonna sing his praises till the cows come home. Yeah. So, gosh, it's gone so quickly. I've had so much fun. Thank you, everyone. Thank you for the beautiful messages I received before I went on the air and last night. You know who you all are. All my love to you. And I love you all. And I can't wait to be with you all in 2 weeks. And I'm gonna reach out to Q and see if we can get him on maybe in a couple weeks. So that's my goal. That's what I want. So hopefully that, and then after that, I'm gonna just start taking callers. And just so you know, my intention is to give everybody a 5 minutes to just kind of give the quote Shark Tank presentation of a project. Because if we're gonna get everybody on, we gotta kind of make it short and sweet. But just a taste, an overview of projects, and then we can have conversation about it. But that's kind of my intention as we move forward with these shows. So I'll be with you all again in 2 weeks. I'm so grateful. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. I love you all. Have the most beautiful day ever.